This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're now. Welcome to the show. Another great week. Monday, July 22nd. My birthday weekend is now complete. Had a great weekend. What a great weekend. Don't forget, on Thursday, July 18th, Las Vegas awarded me Wayne Allen Root Day in the city of Las Vegas. So, another great day. And Comey is under DOJ investigation for misleading Trump while targeting him in an FBI probe. Another great day. Love it. Love it. Love to see Comey in pinstripes behind bars. Send him up the river. Former FBI Director James Comey has been under investigation for misleading President Trump, telling him in private he wasn't the target of an ongoing FBI probe while refusing to admit it. Refusing to admit to this in public. According to Real Clear Investigations' Paul Sperry, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz will file a report in September, so a little over a month from now, which contains evidence that Comey was misleading the President of the United States while conducting an active investigation against him. Even as he repeatedly assured Trump he was not a target, the former director was secretly trying to build a conspiracy case against the president, while at times acting as an investigative agent. According to U.S. officials familiar with Horowitz's upcoming report on FBI misconduct, Comey was essentially running a covert operation against the President of the United States. Not against Obama, of course, only against President of the United States, Donald Trump. Because Comey is a scumbag. The entire FBI leadership is filled with horrible people. Democrats, liberals, communists, lowlives, scum. I love the FBI, the average agent on the beat, but not the ones at the top. They were working against the United States of America, and it's my opinion they're guilty of treason and they should be hung. Because if you're guilty of treason, you should be hung. It's a hangable offense. You're doing a coup against the President of the United States without his knowledge, with no lawyers present? I mean, it's incredible. What is the penalty for treason? It's the death penalty or life in prison. And so if you could prove these guys were actually doing this, and again, that's always the big deal. Can you prove it? But if you could prove it, they should get the strongest, harshest penalty possible, whether that's life in prison or whether that's the death penalty. You can't commit treason as the top FBI executives, McCabe, Comey, top DOJ executives, against the President of the United States. Sources said Horowitz has pored over text messages between the FBI's former top brass and other communications suggesting that Comey was in fact conducting a counterintelligence assessment of the President of the United States during their January 2017 meeting in New York. What's more, that's right after he was elected, November 16th. He has a meeting in January of 17. Why? But not just because they were treasonous, not just because they were for Hillary, because they had all committed massive crimes against the United States of America. Massive crimes. And so they knew if Hillary was elected, they'd never go to jail. But Trump got elected, so now they were all afraid they were going to jail. So they had to frame Donald Trump. What's more, Comey had an FBI agent in the White House who reported the activities of Trump and his aides. The agent, they even got his name, Anthony Ferrante, who specialized in cybercrime, left the White House around the same time Comey was fired and soon joined a security consulting firm where he contracted with BuzzFeed to lead the news site's efforts to verify the Steele dossier in connection with a defamation lawsuit. Horowitz and his team examined over 1 million documents, conducted over 100 interviews, including sit-downs with Comey and other FBI and DOJ employees. Wow. McCabe's deputy, as in the assistant deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe. McCabe's deputy, Lisa Page, appeared to dissemble last year when asked in closed-door testimony before the House Judiciary Committee if Comey and other FBI brass discussed opening an obstruction case against Trump prior to Comey's firing. Initially, she flatly denied it, swearing obstruction of justice was not a topic of conversation during the time frame you have just described. But then after conferring with her FBI-assigned lawyer, she announced, "I need to take back my prior statement." Page later conceded there could have been at least discussions about potential criminal activity involving the president. Sperry notes that Comey wasn't working in isolation on the Trump effort. In particular, Horowitz has looked at a January 6th, 2017 briefing on the infamous Steele dossier, a meeting which was used by BuzzFeed, CNN, and others to legitimize reporting on the dossier's salacious and unsubstantiated claims. Wow. Comey's meeting with Trump took place one day after the FBI director met in the Oval Office with President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden to discuss how to brief Trump. A meeting attended by, listen to the list of scum at the meeting. A meeting, not Nazi scum, commie scum. A meeting attended by National Security Advisor Susan Rice should be imprisoned for life. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, traitor. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, traitor. National Intelligence Director James Clapper, traitor. And Obama and Joe Biden knew about everything. They were all spying on Trump, and they gave the permission. Biden wants to run for president, huh? You're going down just like Obama, my friend. Comey claims his book, A Higher Loyalty, he didn't have a counterintelligence case file open on Trump. Former federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy notes, just because Trump's name wasn't on a formal file or surveillance warrant doesn't mean he wasn't under investigation. They were hoping to surveil him incidentally, and they were trying to make a case on him. The reason Comey did not want to repeat publicly the assurances he made to Trump privately is that these assurances were misleading. The FBI strung Trump along, telling him he was not a suspect, while structuring the investigation in accordance with the reality that Trump was the main subject. What's more, the FBI couldn't treat Trump as a suspect formally, as they didn't have the legal grounds to do so. They had no probable cause against Trump himself for collusion or espionage, said former FBI counterintelligence lawyer Mark Walk. Adding they were scrambling to come up with anything to hang a hat on, but they found nothing. What remains unclear is why Comey would take such extraordinary steps against the sitting president. Well, I could tell you why. Because Comey's a criminal scumbag, slimeball, criminal of the highest order, guilty of treason. And he was so scared that Hillary didn't win, that he was going to be sent to prison, he did anything to take down Trump. Phew. What terrible people. This is the real truth of what was happening in the United States of America. All right, other big news. Trump nails the commie squad, or as I call them, the commie quad squad, in another tweet. He's not backing down. He's taking firm ground. He's attacking. He's going after them, which is really good. Trump trashes the squad as a racist group of troublemakers. I love it. Trump's telling the truth. He doesn't care who he offends, and he's building a case why this is today's Democratic Party. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, what a bunch of creeps. AOC, and this other one, this Ilana Presley. This is Trump's effort to force moderate liberals to support the most extreme leftists, tarring the entire Democratic Party with the open borders, anti-Israel, America's the worst tar. It's great. For more than a week, the president's been at the center of racism accusations after telling the troops, telling the group to go back to their home countries. And this morning, he went on the attack again. Trump tweeted out the squad is a very racist group of troublemakers who are young, inexperienced, and not very smart. I think it's great because the average middle-class person is just too busy to follow this stuff. They don't know what's going on. They have no clue. They come home, they watch the evening news. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, and they find nothing but lies. So now Trump's making sure they know exactly who the Quad Squad is and how this is today's Democratic Party. And now there's a new video out. It's been not on some weird website or some strange extreme website or some site that's a conspiracy website. At the top of Fox News, a video surfaces of shouting Rashida Tlaib being dragged out of a Trump event. This is before she became a U.S. congressman from Hamas and Hezbollah. That's what she represents. Hamas and Hezbollah, her and Ilhan Omar. Years before she was speaking out against President Trump, she was shouting as security dragged her out of a meeting at the Detroit Economic Club. Video of the August 2016 incident, which has gone viral over the weekend, shows the current congresswoman shouting as then-candidate Trump delivered a speech before business leaders. And while being escorted out of the room, she continued to jump and yell at those in attendance. "You guys are crazy," Tlaib could be heard shouting. And someone off camera could be heard responding, "You're an animal, get a job." And she went on to get a job, all right, representing her district as a United States congressperson. Can you imagine? It's unbelievable. But at the time she did this, she was working as a public interest attorney at the Sugar Law Center for Economic and Social Justice. Can you imagine what that really means? Economic and social justice. What it means is, if you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're a person of color, if you're a woman, if you're gay, if you're a Muslim, if you're Iranian, if you are, you know, whatever it is, if you're some of the other that she supposedly represents in America, other than white, anyone other than a white person, we want to steal everyone else's money and give it to that group. That's what it means. After the outburst, Tlaib explained herself in a guest column for the Detroit Free Press, where she said she interrupted the event along with 12 other brave women because confronting Trump was the most patriotic and courageous act I could pursue. She said she drew inspiration from Rosa Parks. Let me tell you something. She went on to become a congresswoman. If you saw this video, you'd want to vomit that this woman is a United States congresswoman. She represents Hamas and Hezbollah. That's about it. Her and Ilhan Omar. Now she says she's not going anywhere till I impeach this president. So here's my challenge, Rashida Tlaib, who I always knew all along was just as bad as Ilhan Omar. They both represent Hamas and Hezbollah in the U.S. Senate. Here's my challenge, Rashida Tlaib. Let's go for it, baby. Let's go for it. Let's make a bet. Who's out first, Trump or you? I'm betting it's you. You're never getting Trump out. Trump will never be impeached, and you're never kicking him out. But you, on the other hand, you're going to be gone very soon. Let's make a bet. Come on, Rashida.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allen Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
War, otherwise known as Wayne Allen Root. Welcome back to the Big Shoe here at USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I got to tell you something that ought to be the biggest news story in America. I'm sure it's not on any of the news channels. I remember when I had the story of the guy in Oregon who raped a little dog to death, an illegal alien who raped a little dog to death, and they let him walk rather than hand him over to ICE because they're such liberal pieces of human garbage in Oregon that they want to protect any illegal, including one that murders dogs, rapes dogs, and probably, if given the chance, will rape your little daughter. And so I thought that was the story of the year, and nobody covered it. This one's got to be one of the stories of the year. A liberal journalist travels to Ilhan Omar's homeland, Somalia, to prove that Somalia is beautiful and debunk the negative stereotypes of Donald Trump. And that journalist gets killed by Islamic terrorists. Does that sum it all up? Is that exactly how dumb liberals are? And it doesn't matter what country they're from. America, Canada, Britain, Australia. Show me a liberal putz, a liberal leftist, communist, socialist, Marxist, progressive putz schmuck. And I will show you someone who's going to get us all killed. We're all going to get killed because they are so dangerous in their views. They're dangerous to all of us and themselves and their children and their spouses. This gal was named Hodan Nalaya, a Somali-born Canadian journalist who traveled to Somalia last week to prove that Somalia is beautiful. And yes, Somalia, it's not a crap hole. It's the most beautiful place in the world.
I challenge all of you listening right now who are liberal, follow in her footsteps. I wish every liberal would go to Somalia. Boy, would that end the problem of liberals. You never hear from any of them again. If you could be that stupid, then go. She wanted to prove Somalia's beautiful and to challenge stereotypes, you know, by people like Wayne Root and Donald Trump, racists like us. We're such racists because we tell the truth that Somalia is a crap hole filled with crappy people. She wanted to challenge stereotypes. So Hodan Nalaya returned to Somalia, the place of her birth, to document the beauty and to tell uplifting stories. She often tweeted about Somalia. Just last week, posted pictures showing how much fun she was having. It's so clean and breathtaking, she said. A perfect place for a swim with the family. She tweeted 2 days before she was killed. One of Nalaya's Twitter followers praised her for countering the doom narrative propagated by many about Somalia. I'm surprised they didn't bring up Trump. You know that's what everyone's hinting at. So on July 12th, just a couple weeks ago, not even a couple weeks ago, a little over a week ago, Al-Shabaab terrorists stormed the Asese Hotel in Kismayo, Somalia, and 26 people were killed in a terrorist attack, including this gal, Hodan, and her husband. She got her husband killed. She was pregnant when she was killed by the Al-Shabaab Muslim terrorists. Pregnant, so three of them were killed. She killed herself, she got her husband killed, she got her new baby killed. This is how dumb these people are. And you know what she wound up doing? Proving that Somalia is in fact a crap hole. Proving that we don't want people like this in our country. We need extreme vetting. Proving that if you like Somalia better than America, you should go home. Get out of America. That's how great Somalia is. And proving that Trump was right, Ilhan Omar is in fact lucky to be here. That's what we could all have in our country if Democrats got their way. More madness. Madness. California's latest descent into liberal madness. Berkeley, city of Berkeley, California, bans natural gas. Do you know how expensive it is to heat your home with electric instead of gas? Do you know how expensive it is to use an electric stove instead of gas? Do you realize how stupid these people are? They could quite possibly be the dumbest people in the entire world. They will bankrupt every liberal that follows them. Like lemmings. They'll lose everything they got. So stupid. And everybody else in America will continue using natural gas. La, 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 la. I'm going to heat everything with natural gas. And I'll save thousands of dollars every year. And you morons will just waste all your money. Well, we just use it and pollute and pollute. And we don't give a crap what you think. Starve yourselves. You're so stupid. They're going to find them all dead, starved to death. Starved or frozen in their house with no heat on because they couldn't afford the electric bill. Because they chose to ban natural gas. Starving because they couldn't use the stove because they can't afford the electric bill for the food on the stove. When it could have been 10 times cheaper with natural gas. And when we get back, Bernie Sanders' staff complaining they're not paid enough. You can't beat this stuff.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Monday, President Trump has a message for Iran.
If they want to make a deal, it's frankly, it's getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran. because they behave very badly. They're saying bad things. And I'll tell you, it could go either way, very easily, very easily. And I'm okay either way it goes.
The president also says Iran is lying in its claim that they arrested 17 Americans who were part of a CIA spy ring. Now, one of the other things on the Trump administration's mind is Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifying before Congress on Wednesday. White House advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News she believes it's a huge waste of money.
They work for you. This is your money. You already paid for the Mueller report and the Mueller investigation. Now they want Bob Mueller. They want to drag him before Congress and have him read out loud.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You can speak.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, a little station identification. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Newsmax TV. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. In the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land, this is war. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Founded, owned, and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, run by the great Fred Weinberg, the CEO, who gave me my first shot in national syndication. Ed Stoltz gave me my first shot on local radio. It's the Ed and Fred Show, dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com. We are the most caller-friendly show in America. Call us anytime. Toll-free from anywhere, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is my website. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. By the way, before we get to our esteemed guest, Donald Trump announces real compromise on a budget deal with congressional leaders. I have no idea what the, they always say the devil is in the details, and they say the conservatives are fighting mad because spending is going up, and liberals are fighting mad because Donald Trump has basically the right to take money from one group and put it into the wall if he wants to. So everybody's mad. Usually when everybody's mad, that's a good thing. I don't know. I have to dig into the details, but right now that's late breaking news. Sally Pipes is with us, president and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute, author of The False Promise of Single-Payer Healthcare. Great to have her on board. Hey, Sally, how are you? Wayne Root.
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Always great to have you on. Always great that you educated my listeners and me about the disaster of government-run health care. So let's do that again today. I know you've got a column out, and you say the Democrats' moderate alternatives are not, in fact, moderate. Of course, that's no surprise to me. But let's educate my my listeners and fans.
Right. Well, so single-payer, and I think a lot of people don't understand this, Wayne, single-payer means there is no private insurance. All private insurance is outlawed, which is the way it is in Canada, where I'm from. Private health care was completely outlawed, and everything, all health care is provided by the government. And there's a big dispute going on within the Democratic Party right now. As you know, there are 24 people vying to get the nomination for president. So we have Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, who are very much in favor of single-payer, get rid of all private coverage. Senator Kamala Harris from California, where I live, just depends what day you talk to her and when. She, of course, has signed on to Senator Sanders' single-payer bill. But then after the debate the other night, a couple of weeks ago, she said, well, I didn't really understand the question, but I think basically she is a fan of single-payer, and if she were the candidate, would push for it. Then we have the other 16 candidates who were in the debate who are in favor of a stepping stone approach to single payer, which includes Joe Biden, former VP Joe Biden, who wants to build on Obamacare. He wants to add a public option, i.e. there would be a government insurance plan, which would compete in the insurance market with private insurers. And ultimately, my thought, and Seema Verma of CMS just today came out and said the same thing, that it would lead to single payer because the government insurance plan would be priced cheaper than private plans, and ultimately they'd be crowded out.
Right, no surprise. I've said this on my show for weeks now that, you know, either way you lose. If it's single payer, it's a disaster, and if it's not single payer, it's a disaster because the government provides subsidies, so it'll be so cheap you could pay $2,000 in the private sector, or you could pay $500 in the public option. Everyone's going to choose the $500, and it's going to put all the private ones out of business. So either way, you wind up in the exact same place, correct?
Well, absolutely, and you know, people don't realize that, you know, one of the ways they're going to handle this, whether it's in the public option or in the single-payer bills that are out there either from Senator Sanders or from Pramila Jayapal, the House member from Washington State, they're going to pay doctors at Medicare rates, i.e. 40% below what doctors get paid for treating private patients. So a lot of doctors are going to retire early from medicine if this happens, leading to a shortage of doctors. And the second thing is that I think the best and brightest kids are not going to go into medicine as they traditionally have in this country, because they would basically be civil servants, and government would determine how much they're paid, how they're paid, and how they run their practice.
Right. So, I mean, if you talk about the irony, can you imagine, you know, it's kind of like the day that you add 100,000 new residents to your town, and, you know, all of a sudden 100,000 new people come, and at that very moment they put up cones on the highway and they take away two of the lanes, there's only one lane left. You can have a massive, what they call a Carmageddon, a massive, massive, you know, backup of traffic, and it's going to be a disaster. Well, what if you added millions and millions and millions of people to healthcare, you know, illegals, and at the very moment you added millions and millions, you made it all free, so millions of people who never had health care now join the system. And at that very moment, doctors all retire because they don't want to work. Then there'd be no doctors to treat all the new people coming in, let alone all the old ones. It would be like a, you know, Carmageddon of all time, right? Traffic jam of all time.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, in the polling from Kaiser Health News, so many of the people that they poll think that, well, we would be able to keep our private insurance. Medicare for All wouldn't affect us. I mean, but when you, so 76% of people said they support single-payer health care. But when you told those people, well, you would lose your employer-based coverage, which 180 million Americans today have, and 70% like their employer-sponsored coverage, that support goes down to 37%. And the same when they're told, well, you'd have to pay higher taxes, of course, to pay for this, that support also goes down to 37%. I'm Canadian. I grew up under single payer. And what people in the U.S. need to know, when government controls what percentage of GDP goes to healthcare, we spend 18%. Canada spends about 11%. But the problem is you have long wait for care. There are too many people demanding care, and there's not enough supply. And so the average wait in Canada today from seeing a primary care doctor to getting treatment by a specialist is almost 5 months. And back in 1993, it was only 9.3 weeks. And so, you know, the same thing would happen here. And I think, and then, of course, Senator Sanders and all of the candidates who were in the debates on June 26th and 27th, when asked, should illegals be covered, they all put up their hand and said, yes, so we'd be adding 11 million illegal immigrants to receive free health care. And, of course, the more people that hear about it, the more people will become illegals in the U.S. and putting more pressure on the health care market.
Yeah, and by the way, Sally, don't ever buy into the liberal lie. There's 11 million illegals. There's between 20 and 30 million illegals. It's not 11 million. So you're going to add 20 to 30 million to the rolls, not 11. Because, by the way, I think it was Harvard that just came out with the latest study that says there's at least 22 million illegal aliens in the United States. So if Harvard says it, there certainly aren't 11. And I always knew that.
Right,
it was
right.
So it's a lot more than that. So it's even worse. But let me give you a personal story, and let's get your perspective on what would have happened to me. So you're from the Canadian system. And you said at one point it was a 9-week wait, which you acted as if, you know, well, that's pretty good compared to 5 months. But how does that work with the Wayne Root? So never been sick a day in my entire life, ever, nothing. And then about, several months ago, back in January, I started to feel really lousy. And something was wrong down below. And all of a sudden, I go to the doctor, and I wind up finding out that I've got kidney stones. And it's the most terrible pain. If you've asked any guy, they say it's like childbirth. But I had it a little milder than, you know, it wasn't quite childbirth, bent over in horrible pain. What it was a low-level pain for me for 4, 5, 6 weeks in a row before they were able to schedule the surgery. And I met with enough specialists who told me that I needed that surgery. And then I picked among three of them I met with and said, this is the one I want to do the surgery. All those doctor's appointments took 6 weeks in America, but I made them all, you know, and next week you could come see me and the week after. Meanwhile, you're suffering, and you're like, you have to go pee 20 times a day, right? And you're in low-level pain all day long, and I'm trying to host my radio show and conduct my business. And thank God, at the end of 6 weeks, I had the exact surgery I needed with the exact doctor that I chose, and it was all paid for by Liberty HealthShare, which is the sponsor of this show, which is Kristen Health Sharing. It wasn't even an insurance company, and they took care of everything. How would someone have waited 5 months in Canada with the kind of pain and the kind of misery I was in? And let's realize this isn't cancer, and it's not, you know, my heart didn't stop. I'm not waiting for a lung transplant. So in Canada, they would have said, no big deal, go to the back of the line and wait 5 months, correct?
Well, absolutely. And of course, there's a cost to that because you can't work effectively, you can't be efficient, and you are in a lot of pain. You know, and it's no wonder that about 212,000 Canadians leave Canada every year and cross the border and pay out of pocket for treatments and procedures in the U.S. because if you think you've got something seriously wrong with you or you're in a lot of pain, you want to get an answer for it. And so, you know, if we get single payer and the same situation would happen as in Canada and in the U.K. as under the National Health Service, which is a complete disaster, where are Americans going to go if the government's fully taken over the healthcare system and all private coverage is outlawed? It would just be a disaster, and we won't have access to the latest new drugs and biologics and things that America is so famous for.
Oh, and don't forget with my kidney stone, Sally, that, you know, the doctors gave me a choice and they said you could take a pill and the pill could break them apart and you'll never need surgery. But the surgery costs like $25,000. A pill might cost a few hundred dollars. But the guy said to me, listen, if you were my own brother, my own son, I would tell you get the surgery because you know it's gone and there's no pain. You wake up and it's gone. If you take the pill and it breaks up your kidney stones, it's going to come out for weeks and it's going to feel like, yes, a razor, and it's going to be the, yes, most horrifying pain. You're going to rush to the emergency room. So how could you, if I was in Canada, they would have given me no choice. They would have said, we're not spending $25,000, right? We're going to spend $100 and give you the pill, and it would ruin, right, my entire life. Can you imagine? Oh my God, I can't even imagine being outside of America. Sally Potts, exactly. You got to run. Thanks for coming on the show.
You.
President, CEO, Pacific Research Institute, and author of The False Promise of Single-Payer Healthcare. Thanks, Sally.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. If you're, it's perfect timing, right? Because I was just talking about my kidney stones and how Liberty Health Share lets you pick any doctor, any hospital, any network, anything. And I did that, and I did my research, and it took about 6 weeks. But eventually, they operated on me after getting all this pain in January. They operated on me, must have been around the end of February, like February 24th, 25th, something like that. So it took 6 good weeks, but I had to go see many doctors and many specialists and then pick, you know, the right procedure that I wanted and then negotiate the price with the hospital. And you do all this while you're sick, and this took 6 weeks just from the start of first seeing the doctors. What if you didn't see a doctor for 5 months? Oh, my God. How would you live in Canada with kidney stones for 5 months before you saw a doctor? Wait a minute. No one's even explained to me. Once you've seen the first doctor, 5 months from now, in agony, no longer able to do business, you're off the radio, your career is over. Explain to me at that point what you do for the rest of your life. Explain that to me. And once you see the doctor after 5 months, remember, in America, it took me 6 weeks to schedule everything, including the surgery. So how would you do that once you got to the five-month point you'd see a doctor? Then they'd say, wait a minute, it's another 12 weeks to see the specialist. Then the specialist would say, there's no options. We're telling you what we're doing. We're the government. We're only going to spend a few hundred, not a few thousand on you, or several thousand on you. You have no choice in the system. And so I would have to take a pill at little razor-sharp objects, like little freaking, you know, knives would be coming out of my you-know-what. And I'd be screaming in pain. I'd no longer have a career because I wouldn't be on the radio anymore. That would be Canadian healthcare in America. So thank God for Liberty Health Share. Praise Jesus. That's all I could say. Praise Jesus. My third year, I saved $18,000 year one. I saved $18,000 year two. I saved $18,000 in year three. Plus reimbursed $2,000 out of a $2,500 dental bill for my son. Plus 3 doctor visits last year. All the visits cost zero. And the doctors took Liberty Health Share, and there was no fee because they considered a wellness visit. I'm allowed 3 a year. I didn't even know that. And then I got the kidney stones, and they took care of everything. The doctor, the anesthesiologist, the surgeon, the hospital. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449. Excuse me, starts at $449 for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. All right, so that's the deal. Healthcare in Canada is a nightmare. 5-month wait. Used to be 9 weeks, only 9 weeks. You know, no big deal. A little over 2-month wait. Now it's 5 months. And you know what else you didn't report, Sally Pipes? You know, if it's a 5-month wait in Canada, that doesn't mean it's going to be a 5-month wait in America, because Canada has a lousy 30 million people. We've got 330 million people and many more sick people than Canada does. Canadians are like the healthiest people I've ever seen. Canadians are like, you know, they just spend their whole lives eating Brussels sprouts. They all look like they're thin as could be. They're all in great shape. They work out. They ski. In America, it's a bunch of fat, obese pigs. The whole country, it's a bunch of fat, obese pigs. Can you imagine what the healthcare wait would be in a country of 330 million filled with obese people who are dying of diabetes? Holy crap. The wait would be 6 years. Want to see a doctor? Can I schedule you in 2025, please? June of 2025, we'll get you in. Because there's a lot of fat people ahead of you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You can't even imagine how bad it would be. Just think about the VA hospital system with all 330 million people. Just think about the post office with 330 million people. Just think about the DMV with 330 million people. And then the Democrats want everyone to be jobless because they want a $15, $20 minimum wage. And so everyone's going to hire robots. And if you think I'm wrong, by the way, maybe you should check out MGM here in Las Vegas. MGM just fired almost all of their bartenders. Almost all of them. And they're going to make you order drinks with a robot. And the robot knows how to make almost every drink. And there's like 5 or 6 special drinks that you'll have to ask the robot. When it says it can't make it, it sends a message to the, you know, to the few bartenders, the skeletal bartender staff they left behind, and the few bartenders that make, you know, the fancy drinks that a robot can't make. But the robot will make 90% of all the drinks a person could request. So Rashida Tlaib, the one who I criticized in the start of this hour, as being a horrible, out-of-control, you know, whacked-out, crazy person, Muslim, Nazi, you name it, just crazy person who is dragged out of a Donald Trump event in 2016, and who now says she's not going to leave until Trump's impeached. Well, you know, I'd like to make a bet with her on that. Come on, Rashida, let's make a bet. But she's now said she calls for a $20 minimum wage. Forget 15. We've now moved on to 20. Which means every business in America would be destroyed unless you bought a robot to do all the work. That's the only chance restaurants would have. You can't pay your employees $20 an hour. Every restaurant will go out of business, or a turkey sandwich would cost $850, or you're going to get robots. And so the employees are all going to be out of business. Democrats are insane. They're insane with $20 an hour. They're insane with $15 an hour. And they're insane with climate change. They're insane with the solar and the wind energy. They're insane with Berkeley banning natural gas in your home. They're so dumb they couldn't spell cat if I spotted them the C and the A. And they're out to kill us all. Dangerous as hell. Just like the liberal reporter that just went to Somalia to prove the stereotypes wrong. And they killed her. She's dead as a doornail. And she got her husband killed and her baby killed in her stomach.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Day.